910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A father from Canada who was vacationing in upstate New York is under arrest, charged in connection with his 9-year-old daughter's death. New York State Police Captain Robert McConnell says Luciano Fratolin had called them to say that his daughter, Melina, had been abducted. Officers sent to search the area.
During that search detail, at approximately 10:50, members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York City talking about the shooting and wounding of an off-duty patrol officer, a border patrol officer, allegedly by an undocumented immigrant with a long list of crimes.
Miguel Francisco Moro Nunez is and has a rap sheet that is a mile long.
It was a second suspect who has also been arrested in the case. Police say it was a robbery and not related to the fact that the victim was a border patrol agent. A Bangladeshi Air Force training aircraft crashing into a school in Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released data on fish stocking numbers across the state for 2024. According to the data, over 5 million fish were stocked in various inland water bodies and the Great Lakes last year. The stocking helps support fisheries in areas where natural fish populations are not sufficient to maintain their operations long term, as well as recreational fishing opportunities. A full breakdown of how many and what kind of fish were stocked in various bodies of water is available on the Department of Natural Resources website. State lawmakers have proposed new legislation adding regulations to protect residents from scams involving cryptocurrency payments. The proposed bill would restrict the operations of Bitcoin treasury machines and require cryptocurrency companies to refund people if they lose money in a scam after being enticed to send the funds through one of the machines. It would also allow a maximum of $1,000 to be transferred at one time and limit fees that cryptocurrency companies can charge. The proposed bill could be considered this fall. Lake Superior College in Duluth has been named one of three schools in the state to receive grant funding for the Program for Accessible College Education Initiative. The grant funding seeks to expand access to higher education for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Lake Superior College will receive over $185,000 to offer more inclusive educational opportunities, including financial literacy courses and employment skills training through local partnerships. The new programs will begin in the fall of 2026. A Stone Lake man is facing charges after being accused of releasing his dog on law enforcement authorities while trying to evade arrest. According to the Lac-Courtier Tribal Police Department, officers were attempting to arrest 44-year-old Mark Lopit for operating while intoxicated on June 21st when he allegedly attempted to flee. He's facing multiple felony charges after allegedly releasing his dog multiple times during his escape attempt, refusing a field sobriety test, and causing a disturbance in the Sawyer County Jail after being taken into custody. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A 10-game winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a series tonight against the Mariners in Seattle, trying to keep a 10-game winning streak alive. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers in L.A. yesterday, 6-5, to move into a tie with the Cubs for first place in their division. The Brewers doing it with a roster of no-name players, according to Pat Murphy.
Monasterio stepping up, getting a huge two-out hit, RBI, Perkins. Perkins literally didn't have spring training. And what can you say about Collins? Collins, Vaughn, and Durbin have given us such a lift, but Collins has been the silent hero. He's played great defense, gotten big hits, hitting fourth in the lineup. The kid wasn't going to make the team in spring training unless there was a huge injury, and there was two of them, but he wasn't making the team. He's hitting fourth in our lineup. Vaughn was in AAA last week and couldn't break the lineup on a last place team. So, you know, we're just really fortunate that these guys are gelling and coming together and just, you know, playing hungry.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and areas of wildfire smoke with highs today reaching the mid-70s. We've also got a south breeze gusting around 20 miles per hour and a chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Becoming more likely tonight, through the overnight, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our rogue companion from last week and our friend and colleague here at Civic Media, Todd Alba, will be here to break down all the news. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the brand new week to you. We got a lot to talk about today. The death rattle of a cult, Trump, Epstein, and the long knives of the right. I want to do kind of a deep dive into this thing. I think it's absolutely fascinating, and most people, I believe, are missing the real issue here. Also, Tulsi Gabbard says Obama could face criminal charges. As she alleges a treasonous conspiracy against Trump, right? And migrants at the ICE jail in Miami are made to kneel to eat like dogs with their hands tied behind their backs in cells. An Allentown grandfather was granted political asylum in 1987 after surviving torture at the hands of Pinochet, was disappeared by ICE. Insane stuff. In the second hour of our program, Greg Palast is going to drop by about the evil scheme to purge 500,000 voters. Also, Marco Rubio has stripped 8 Brazilian judges of their U.S. visas. Apparently now America fights for the rights of dictators worldwide. Yes. And racist alert, Trump lobs new threats at a pro football team. I may put a restriction on them if they don't go back to the old name of the Redskins. Yeah. In the third hour of our program, our second guest for the day, Dean Obidala, my SiriusXM colleague, will be here about Trump celebrating the cancellation of Stephen Colbert and how that's what petty tyrants and scumbags do. But I want to start out with my thoughts on the whole Epstein thing. It's my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com. It's titled Death Rattle of a Cult, Trump, Epstein, and the Long Knives of the Right. And I open it with a quote from Leonardo da Vinci, which maybe he said anticipating Merrick Garland. The quote is, "He who does not punish evil commands it to be done." And, you know, I start out by pointing out that Elon Musk is probably chuckling right now because this all started, as far as I can tell, in a big way when Elon Musk tweeted that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And, you know, this has produced this wild thing that includes questions about the future of Donald Trump, questions about the future of his cult followers, and who created that cult in the first place, a possible power struggle between Trump and Murdoch, and J.D. Vance's presidential ambitions. So, to begin, if you want to understand absolutely everything about this, you can boil it down to one simple thing, and that is that Trump followers, by and large, are members of a cult. Now, it's not a cult that Donald Trump started. And that's the important thing here. This is a cult that Rupert Murdoch started. In fact, it's a cult that his father, Sir Keith Murdoch, started back in Australia in the 1940s when his newspapers began running articles condemning American GIs. In 1942, American GIs came to Australia to protect Australia against the Japanese. And they were welcomed. They were beloved. They were also, you know, hopping into bed with some Australian women, and some of these GIs were black. And Keith Murdoch's publication just went nuts on this, to the point that there were riots in several Australian cities in 1943 and 44 as a result of Murdoch, you know, cranking up the anger, the hate with his publications. Well, this is very profitable for Murdoch, and he, you know, his son Rupert inherited it and took it to England and the United States. The same business model, you know, create a cult, use disinformation and lies and hate and all this kind of stuff. You know, like Jim Jones did, like Charles Manson did, like Rajneesh did here in Oregon. So, number one, many, if not most, of the Trump followers are actually members of a cult. Number two, the cult was started by Rupert Murdoch, and he continues to control the cult. So if he decides to kick Donald out, I mean, he allowed Donald to come into his cult in 2015. And so Donald became what is viewed as the leader of the cult, but the actual leader of the cult, the owner of the cult, is Rupert Murdoch. And so if Murdoch decides that he's going to take down Trump, it could get real interesting. So anyhow, the first kind of person in the cult are what you call the true believers. And when you get that there are true believers in the cult, then you understand why Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there, you know, saying and doing some of the things that she's doing right now, you know, going off on you know, basically supporting Trump all the way, or excuse me, basically attacking Trump. Forgive me, where she says, no, I want to see the Epstein stuff, right? We demand to see it because she's a true believer. She believed Trump when he said that there was this conspiracy of wealthy men and Democrats to abuse children and control the world. She believed him. Then there are the facilitators, the people like Mike Johnson, who never believed this stuff. J.D. Vance never believed this stuff, always thought Trump was a con man, but decided to go along with the cult because it made them money, gave them power, and in the case of J.D. Vance, it might make him president. And this is where it gets real interesting. Now you've got a third kind of person, and Thomas Massie represents that. He's the Republican congressman from Kentucky. And he, along with Ro Khanna, have sponsored legislation, which has been joined by about a dozen Republicans in the House, for a discharge petition. They're going to vote on it tomorrow. A discharge petition requires a vote to be brought to the floor, even if the speaker doesn't want that to happen. Doesn't even need to go through committee. And in this case, it would be largely symbolic, but a vote, you know, asking the administration to release all of the Epstein files, which, of course, is not going to happen. They're not going to release all that child pornography into the wild. You know, it's not going to happen. Number one, number two, any videos he's got of Donald Trump are not going to get released. We understand that Pam Bondi has the FBI now, apparently 1,000 agents. I mean, I've seen these reports in some places. I don't find it super credible, but who knows? Going through millions of pages of Epstein documents, looking for the words Donald Trump. So anyhow, we'll see. But Massie is a third category in this saga, and that is the former true believers. And when a cult starts to disintegrate, that's when you start seeing former true believers. These are the people who, you know, reality cracked open for them for a moment, and they saw the light, and they suddenly realized that they'd been lied to all this time. There were people like this who left Jim Jones's cult. There was at least one woman like this in the Manson cult who left the Manson cult before all the murders started. There were people in the Rajneesh cult here in Oregon who became disillusioned and left. And that's Thomas Massie. And so this is why it now is kind of at this dangerous point. This is, you know, I've written and talked about narcissistic breakthrough or breakdown in the past. And this is kind of that, right? So Trump, you know, what happens when cult leaders go down, or when cult leaders go down, and Trump is a cult leader right now, is that the cult leader tends to turn on his own followers. You know, I told you about my friend Armin Lehman, who's been on this program, by the way. He's passed away now. But Armin tells the story of how he delivered the news. He was a member of the Hitler Youth. He was 15, 16 years old at the time. And he handed Hitler the memo that the war was lost. And, you know, from General What's-His-Name. And he told us all how Hitler then welcomed the Allies bombing Germany. He wanted Germany killed off, basically, because they had failed him, the German people. He wanted them punished. So what's going to happen here? Is Murdoch going to, you know, now that Trump has sued him, which is extraordinarily dangerous, is Murdoch going to fight back? J.D. Vance apparently flew to Murdoch's ranch a couple of weeks ago and had a meeting with him. Is J.D. Vance looking at this as an opportunity for him to become president? Which would be probably a good thing for the country, because J.D. Vance does not have this cult in his pocket. He's not going to successfully become a leader of this cult. He wears eyeliner. He's married to a brown-skinned woman who refuses to embrace Christianity, and he's got brown-skinned children. He's viewed by the MAGA white, you know, supremacist base as some kind of a wimp. So where is this going? Meanwhile, Trump is, you know, creating the very FEMA camps that Republicans used to be freaked out about. So, you know, wish us all luck. I mean, we need it. And citizen activism now more than ever. This is a moment that could be incredibly dangerous and might, you know, rid us of this troublesome priest, to quote Shakespeare. So we'll see. 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And this is the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your call. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swinging a bouncer, hit the third, double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one, the first, a double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
Swinging a fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the buzz of the North.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. An unwelcome surprise for Wisconsin farmers looking to apply for the Federal Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The popular program helps rural small businesses and farmers invest in money-saving energy efficiency upgrades and clean energy. But the application window that was supposed to open July 1st was abruptly closed by the USDA. The agency says it's delaying the grant application window. The EPA is awarding a $700,000 grant to help Kenosha County pay for the final phase of restoration of the Pike River. Crews are restoring banks and habitat along the river and planting native pollinator-friendly plants. The project is aimed at improving the quality of water flowing into Lake Michigan. For a deep dive into environmental issues impacting Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey guys, finally, after all these years, there's finally a deodorant out there that actually works. Mando, it's high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control, actually. It's safe for your pits, of course, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic, it's skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys like me are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com. And use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get 20% off site-wide.
He came like a prophet with a spray on tan. Sold damnation in a baseball cap. Built a pulpit out of Twitter rage. Now the spotlight's burning down his cage. Fox lit the fire. Murdoch fanned the flame. Now they're tossing matches, dodging blame. JD's waiting in the wings, eyes on the crown. But a cult don't rise when the preacher's down. This is the death rattle of a cult. Red hats turn, fists clenched in revolt. Truth cracks through like a rifle bolt. Now the faithful curse what they once exalted. Death rattle of a cult. QAnon dreams, facilitators made bank on the ride. But you can't grift a ghost when the soul's gone dry. Epstein's ghost still whisper in the files, eyes wide shut on pedo miles. Now the walls are closing, the lies unwind. Even Judas Vance wants a piece of the shrine. This is the death rattle of a cult.
It's the death rattle of the cult. You can read all about it over at HartmanReport.com. Tulsi Gabbard, the DNI director of national intelligence, she supervises all 34 of our various intelligence agencies. And she now has come out and said on Fox News on Saturday morning that she wants Barack Obama to go to jail. Because, she says, he launched an investigation into Russian hacking of the 2016 election. Now, she's alleging that Obama was claiming that Russia was, like, manipulating voting machines and things. Obama never said that. What Obama looked into was the release via WikiLeaks of hacked emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign manager and other people in the, and Hillary Clinton herself and people in that orbit. And that was a legitimate inquiry. I mean, you had Republicans in the Senate who actually signed off on a report saying that, yeah, the Russians manipulated the election by, you know, by dropping Hillary's emails. And it worked. And that's why Donald Trump became president. I mean, you have Republicans who signed off on that. But she said she calls this a treasonous conspiracy and says she's referring it to Pam Bondi and says Donald Trump or the, excuse me, Barack Obama should end up in jail. Now, this is just a classic bait and switch. Number one, she's trying to divert our attention away from the Epstein scandal or whatever you want to call it. Number two, this is Russian propaganda. The Kremlin has been saying essentially this for years. Oh, they're claiming that we hacked the election. We never hacked the election. Well, no, they didn't hack the election. They hacked the emails, which altered the outcome of the election. And nobody's really disputing that, including Tulsi Gabbard. But she's like doing this whole, hey, look at my right hand while my left hand takes away the Jeffrey Epstein conversation. So it's getting wild. I mean, it's just getting wild out there when the director of national intelligence is lying to the nation on Fox News. Of course, lying to the nation on Fox News is kind of what you expect. But, you know, this is wild stuff. Meanwhile, migrants at the Miami immigration jail were shackled with their hands behind their back and made to kneel on the floor to eat food from styrofoam plates like dogs in three South Florida or Florida immigration facilities. Human Rights Watch, Americans for Immigrant Justice and Sanctuary of the South have interviewed detainees, and everybody is saying essentially the same thing. Dozens of men have been packed into holding cells for hours and denied lunch until about 7 p.m. They remain shackled with the food on chairs in front of them. We had to eat like animals, one detainee named Pedro said. At the North Crone Service Processing Center in West Miami, female detainees were made to use toilets in full view of men being held there and were denied access to gender-appropriate care, showers, or adequate food. There was this wild story about a bus that they were kept in for 24 hours in the parking lot because there was no room in the facility. And the whole bus smelled strongly of feces because the little porta toilet in the back of it got just overflowed. When they finally were admitted into the facility, they spent up to 12 days crammed into a frozen immigration or intake room. They called it the ice box. No bedding, no clothing, sleeping on the cold concrete floor. This is wild stuff. In one incident, alleged incident, in a downtown Miami jail, staff turned off a surveillance camera and a disturbance control team brutalized detainees who were protesting a lack of medical care for one of their members. Amazing, amazing stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then there's the story of the Allentown, Pennsylvania, 78-year-old grandfather who was deported to Guatemala, disappeared by ICE. I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app, steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked, well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com, promo code Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach at Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A group of Republican state lawmakers is renewing efforts to repeal a partial veto by Governor Tony Evers that increased school funding for the next 400 years. A newly proposed bill would eliminate the per-pupil adjustments from the 2023-2025 biennial state budget beginning in the 2026-2027 school year. The partial veto allows school districts to raise revenue limits by $325 per student every year through 2024-25. The Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the veto following a legal challenge earlier this year. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit challenges a rule change by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It argues the rule change would make it more difficult for residents to obtain health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. In a press release, Attorney General Call said the change would decrease the total enrollment in Wisconsin's individual marketplace and make premiums less affordable. The Rice Lake City Council is set to consider a proposal for continued use of the recreation options outside the Armory building following its sale to World Harvest Church. The city had a previous agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs allowing residents to use the baseball and softball fields, playground, and picnic area near the facility. The agreement would have been in place until 2029 prior to the sale of the facility. The proposal that the city council will consider on Tuesday seeks to continue that agreement with World Harvest Church. A new facility aimed at helping Superior area residents experiencing a mental health crisis is now open. The Hope Haven Peer Respite Home seeks to help people struggling with mental health or substance abuse issues in a home-like setting with peer support specialists. The facility has 10 staff members and can house up to 4 people at a time. Funding came from local healthcare and community-based organizations as well as Douglas County Health and Human Services. The facility is currently open for overnight stays from Friday nights to Monday mornings. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and areas of wildfire smoke with highs today reaching the mid-70s. We've also got a south breeze gusting around 20 miles per hour and a chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Becoming more likely tonight, through the overnight, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheep's head for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
All of your support.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
It starts with a whisper, a poison in the well. They call their foes traitors, say the free press fell. A strong man rises, cloaked in the law, writing new orders, erasing what we saw. Courts are packed, the truth's on trial. Votes are stolen with a gerrymandered smile. An iron fist dressed up as decree, selling fear as security. It's not a march, it's a slide. Every step justified. By the time you see the bars, you're trapped inside. Autocratic breakthrough, the glass is shattered now. We let them take it step by step and never.
Back 35 minutes past the hour. So Luis León is 82 years old. I think I said 87 before. He's 82 years old. He lived in Chile back in the day in the 60s when Richard Nixon and the CIA overthrew the Allende government and replaced them with Pinochet, Augusto Pinochet, General Pinochet, who began arresting and torturing people who had been supporters of the previous government. And Luis was one of those people. He was arrested, he was tortured, he was fortunate he wasn't murdered. And when the Allende government, when the Pinochet government fell, Luis fled to the United States. He was granted asylum here. He went through the whole process. He got a green card, and he's a permanent resident of the United States with a green card. And then a month and a half ago, he lost his wallet, and which included his green card. So he contacted the Philadelphia INS office and said, I need to get a replacement of my green card, and made an appointment. Showed up at that appointment a couple of weeks ago and just vanished. He went into the building and never came out. And his family was just completely flipped out. They were trying to figure out what was going on. His daughter, he raised four kids here in the United States, U.S. citizens. He had a job as a leather worker. He's a skilled crafts handyman. He helps folks around the neighborhood a lot. Profile of him. He gardens, goes fishing with a close friend, and because he's skilled with tools, functions as a handyman for neighbors who need minor repairs. You know, nice guy. And doesn't even have a parking ticket. Never got in trouble in the United States, ever. But he's got brown skin. And apparently that's enough. And so anyhow, a couple of weeks after he vanished and his family was contacting ICE, and ICE was saying, we don't know who this guy is. We have no idea. And this lawyer, a woman who purported to be a lawyer, called the family and said that he was dead and that she could probably help them get some information in exchange for some cash. Well, they didn't follow through with that because they didn't even know if she was real, and she never actually met with them. But then one of the family friend let them know that this guy, Luis León, had appeared in Guatemala, which is where he was, you know, not where he was from. He was from Chile, but he had appeared in Guatemala. He had just been dumped there by an ICE plane. And so the family is on their way to a hospital in Guatemala. He's diabetic. He needs medication. He hasn't had it for some time. So the family's on their way to Guatemala, but apparently ICE, stripped him of his green card, locked him up for a couple of weeks in one of their brutal detention facilities, and then deported him to Guatemala, even though he's not from Guatemala. And this guy had a friggin' green card. This is obscene. I mean, this goes beyond obscene. This is un-American. This is un-small-d democratic. This is not the way a country should run. So what say you? 202-808-9925 is our phone number. Teresa in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Boy, you're off to a great show already today.
Thank you.
Yes, so I wanted to talk about a person I heard on the radio. His name is Brian Klass, K-L-A-A-S, and he had some great ideas mm-hmm. about how to hold power accountable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple books out. But
he publishes a Substack newsletter called Garden of Forking Paths,
which is worth subscribing to.
It's free.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, no, I just really want to spread the word about him because he has some great ideas. His theory is, you know, power is inherently corruptible in general. I mean, not everybody.
Corrupting,
yes, exactly. And so he had a couple ideas. One of them, I mean, he had a lot that were really good, but I can only remember a few. One of them was to have a sort of a sting operation for Congress members, sort of like the police, you know, they'll plant cash at a crime scene to see if the police are, you know, going to stuff it in their pockets or whatever.
Yeah.
So he said one of his ideas was like a sting operation, have like deep cover people pose as lobbyists, kind of see how that works out, you know, maybe offer bribes, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, kind of thing. And actually all along, they're actually undercover people, you know, just kind of prodding to see where the corruption might be. And I thought that was really clever. Let me see. Another one was have like a shadow people Congress organized by sortition and just have them kind of run a parallel legislative system and see where the actual representatives diverge from the people's representatives in terms of their, you know, legislation results and things like that. And just, you know, just to highlight it, not that they would have power, but just to say, hey, you know, how come the people wanted it this way and you guys are going that way?
Right. You know? Well, and to some extent, we get that with polling and things. But yeah, Brian is a smart guy and his Substack newsletter is great. And those are great suggestions. Teresa, thanks for the call. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I think one of the most important things we can do is to inform everyone about what's going on so they and get a huge turnout in the midterms to vote for Democratic candidates that will represent the people.
I agree. And, it's my mission statement with this show and with my newsletter, too.
The third of the people that actually understand what's going on, all we need to do is convince them to vote in the midterms and to show up.
Yeah.
And the third of the Republicans that are brainwashed, I think the thing to do is to politely ask them questions and reach out to them as a fellow American.
I agree.
And
the thing that's going to be unique, if I can just jump in here for a second, the thing that's going to be unique about this year's or next year's midterm elections, and to some extent the elections this year, the special elections that are happening, and then I believe it's Virginia has elections on off years, is that the reason why there's such a massively larger turnout every 4 years than there is for the midterms, you know, in the 2 year interregnum, is because, you know, the president is on the ballot. And in a very real way, Trump is going to be on the ballot in the midterms because his ability to wield power depends on Congress deferring to him. And if he loses control of Congress, he's going to lose an awful lot of his own power. And so I suspect that we're going to see massive turnout, frankly, on both sides. But back to you.
Yeah. And the third, the other third that just doesn't pay attention,
mm-hmm.
that's the biggest part of the population we really need to reach out to. And we can do it by protesting with signs. We can, you know, put billboards on our cars.
Yeah.
We can try to talk to people, just reach out to them any way you can and just explain to them what's going on and how important it is to vote in the midterms.
I agree. That's the work that we all have to do, tag your it kind of thing. Chris, thank you. Well said. Richard, in Owego, New York, am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Hey, what's up?
Tom, I just wanted to point out, and, you know, there's great opportunity for the Democrats to speak about a couple of things. But the one that really gets me is Trump sits there and lies, and he says, you know, there's no tax on Social Security. That's just not true.
Correct.
There's a $6,000 exemption for Social Security.
Well, it's not just for Social Security. It's for
The thousands of senior citizens that voted for him on the premise that there's no tax on Social Security. You know, the really poor people, it makes no difference to them because they weren't paying any tax on their Social Security at all. But the people that pay tax on Social Security, up to 85% of it, there's thousands of those that think that they no longer are going to be paying any tax on Social Security.
Right.
And I haven't heard anybody talking about that. And I haven't seen, you know, the details in the bill. You probably won't see that until the IRS writes them.
Well, and actually what it is the Social Security Administration sent out this deceptive, and I covered this when it happened, 2 weeks ago, I think, a deceptive email saying that thanks to Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress, you'll no longer pay taxes on your Social Security, which is just, as you point out, complete BS. The legislation has nothing to do with Social Security. It has to do with raising the standard deduction. And you could argue that it's simply being inflation adjusted. And by raising the standard deduction, people who are on Social Security and have a little bit of extra income, enough that they're paying income taxes, that standard deduction might reduce their taxes somewhat, but just because it doesn't just apply to people on Social Security, it applies to everybody who's working in America who's, you know, making, you know, probably between around $25,000 or $30,000 a year and around $50,000 or $60,000 a year. So, that's exactly what happened. And it's all BS. Richard, I got to run. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thanks for the call. It's coming up on 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, The True People's Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Buzz of the North is now your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Fly ball, deep right, back, to back!
Milwaukee Brewer baseball on 96.9 WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The U.S. Department of Justice sent letters to 12 secretaries of state requesting their complete voter records as part of President Trump's executive order on elections. The reason for the request isn't completely clear, nor is the legality of such a request, which may violate the privacy and free speech rights of U.S. citizens. Back in May, we reported that DOJ requested records on Colorado's 4.65 million registered voters. To date, similar letters have been received by Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. an email sent to Rhode Island officials asked to collect, quote, voting information as part of the department's efforts to implement President Trump's executive order preserving and protecting the integrity of American elections, unquote. It goes on to request a discussion on sharing information to find illegally registered voters, fraudulent voters, and enforcement of federal law. New Hampshire Secretary of State declined, citing state statute keeping voter rolls, quote, private and confidential. In addition to the Herculean logistics of such a request, Loyola Marymount Law School's Justin Levitt writes that such requests may not be legal under the Privacy Act of 1974, prohibiting the federal government from obtaining information on free speech activities, including voting and other personal information. We've linked the DOJ letters at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Louise and I were recently vacationing in Norway, where it was fairly cold, and I was so glad I brought the cotton and wool sweater that I bought from Quince. It was perfect. It was just wonderful. It's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. Here's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love the products I get from Quince, and you will too. I recently got a cotton cashmere blend, so soft. It's a perfect weight for those cool summer evenings. Quince gives you the quality of a luxury brand, but without the luxury price. Stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com/Tom.
Now they hide, too scared to take the other side. Debate in broad daylight. Their town halls are a ghost parade. So let's step in and take their stage. Adopt a red state, take a stand. Fill the halls where cowards ran. Show the truth, break the lies. Let them hear the other side. Adopt a red state, make them see. The GOP's afraid of democracy.
Yeah, certainly is what Ro Khanna and Mark Pocan and Bernie Sanders and AOC, they're all out there doing that. In my opinion, every Democratic member of Congress should adopt a red district, right? It is about 1-to-1 right now. So back to your calls here, Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, I had a thought. In my life, I've gone back to student service, focusing on toxins from different environmental and military sources for service projects. And when I look at this new thing that came out from Make America Healthy Again about the corporate influenced by the government agencies on the regulations of the toxins in food, and when you look at it, the toxins in food have been going on for generations. Mm-hmm. And when you consider mother-to-child transfer of the effects of the toxins on the newborn, and that goes on generationally, what happens when you look at the bigger picture on the global level for U.S. Live Aid when they cut out not only food, but they cut out the HIV retarding medications.
Correct.
For those offspring with mothers. Isn't that genocide or genocide? I mean, it seems to me to be.
It's genocide by neglect, certainly. They're also burning hundreds of tons of food, and they're destroying hundreds of thousands of doses of Mpox vaccine that were destined for Africa. The bottom line is Donald Trump has ordered, and Elon Musk, who was pissed off because USAID was largely responsible for overthrowing the apartheid government in South Africa. They basically said any aid that goes to black people, whether it's in the United States, you know, like Medicaid, or whether it's on continental Africa, we're just going to end. No more aid for black people. And I think this is part of a racial eugenics program that these guys are running to try to make, you know, life harder and more difficult. And you're absolutely right. I mean, there's not only transmission from mother to child via things like nursing milk and placental stuff, but there's also the epigenetic factor that, you know, trauma actually alters your genes that you then pass along to your children. So at conception. So, yeah, Ron, spot on. So anyhow, Ron, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, always a pleasure to speak with you. And, you know, as you're pointing out, every day it's something. And, of course, you're aware of the headline of the Trump administration, of course, at the orders of Donald Trump, wanting to interfere with private industry again, requesting the NFL and the Washington Redskins to change their name back to an offensive name, which we know is the you know, Redskins from the Commanders,
right.
And also the baseball team, Cleveland, used to be the Cleveland Indians, which is now the Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
But the compare and contrast is a former educator, and you could compare and contrast here. And then, of course, we know what the conclusion is, which you're pointing out, which is racism. You know, the original owner of the Washington Redskins, the team was originally based out of Boston. They were the Boston Braves. Then they moved to Washington, D.C. and became the Washington Redskins. They were the last team in the NFL to integrate and have, at the time, which was a Negro player. The owner refused. He was a violent.
Is that under Dan? What's his name? I'm forgetting his last name.
No. The owner and founder of the Washington Redskins was George Preston Marshall.
I see.
And what happened was JFK heard that he refused to recruit a Negro player.
Mm-hmm. Negro league.
And they were trying. Yeah. Right. And, well, the Washington Redskins at the time. So he contacted the owner himself and confronted him about his reluctance to be the last team to integrate. He wouldn't get a new stadium. And that's how Bobby Mitchell got to be the first black player on the Washington Redskins. So here now we have Trump. Right. Trump is doing the opposite, telling the team, you want to get a new stadium, you change your name back to this offensive name.
Yeah, he's trying to reverse the whole thing. And like I pointed out just a minute ago, Jerry, it's all about race. Jerry, thank you so much. This is the whole Republican thing these days. Bigotry.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in upstate New York charging a Canada father with the murder of his 9-year-old daughter while driving from New York City to Montreal. He's entered a plea of not guilty.
New York State Police say Luciano Fratolin and his young daughter Melina were vacationing in upstate New York from their home in Montreal when Fratolin called Saturday night saying the 9-year-old had been abducted by someone in a white van. Captain Robert McConnell says when investigators began finding inconsistencies in that story, they began searching around Ticonderoga, New York.
Members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Fratolin was supposed to have returned his daughter to her mother's custody on Sunday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A court hearing today in Boston in the case between Harvard University and the Trump administration. Attorneys for the Ivy League college asking a judge for a summary judgment to unfreeze some $2.6 billion in federal funding and grants. The government alleges Harvard promoted anti-Semitism on campus. And on Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.